Welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. Thanks for tuning in. We're so glad you're here with us. It's Veterans Day. Shout out to our veterans. We're going to start with an American tune, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagles Fly by Aaron Tippin. Enjoy.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you've got pride and you're proud you do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Where the stars and stripes.
Right. Man, I love that song. Aaron Tippin, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagles Fly. Happy Veterans Day. And hey, Paul.
Dude, that is a great song.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I've ever heard it before. Phenomenal.
Dude, it gives me chills every time I hear it.
For like however long that was, for 3 minutes,
Three minutes, 48 seconds.
I felt like, I don't know if it was patriotic. I don't know what the word is, but I felt like we were like all together, like, man, this guy's got it. We are the most badass country in this world, and we rock.
Even with the problems that we have, we are the best country in the world. And it's incredible. Because our veterans, man, our veterans, I am proud. I'm so proud of my father, who's a Vietnam War veteran.
Incredible.
He served in the Army, and my Uncle Johnny, U.S. Navy, and my Uncle Billy, also United States Army. And I got to spend some time with them today. It was fun. Went out to breakfast, and, you know, I'm sitting there as we're eating breakfast, and I just, you know, I'm sitting across the table, and, you know, they're all in their 70s now, and, you know, they still got that twinkle in their eye, and they don't talk. Like, my dad has never, never talked to us about his time in Vietnam ever.
Wow.
And, you know, part of that knows that, you know, it's because he's got some pain inside, and I get that. But I could not be more proud to be the son of a veteran, as I am. And every time I look at him, I think, man, you know, all the gifts that I have in my life, all the gifts of living in such an amazing environment, a free country, you know, freedom of speech, freedom, just where we are and what we are able to do. There's no other country like it. And it's because of people like my father, my uncles, who serve and fight for that freedom and protect that freedom, protect that liberty. And it's just, it really, man, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional, but sitting across the table from him, looking at him today, and I'm just thinking, you know, I love him, and just so proud of everything he, you know, probably had to go through over there in Vietnam. I'm sure it wasn't good. I know it wasn't good because he doesn't talk about it. I know it wasn't.
It definitely wasn't good. Vietnam especially. I mean, even here, when they came home, it wasn't good.
Right.
You know, with the Vietnam War. And it is hope. I hope to God. And if you have, I'm sure you have. If you haven't, I'm sure he'll hear it on this podcast. But man, and it takes some kahunas. I don't know how you and your family are as far as saying these loving things to each other. But if you haven't, dude, you're going to kick yourself for not. Make sure your dad knows that that's what you think when you look across the table at breakfast. Because I can tell you right now, just with you saying that, and as that song was playing, and I was thinking, because I was deep into it, and I was thinking about Veterans Day and everything, and just the meaning behind it, and how they literally sign up to quite possibly give their lives so people like me and you can have our freedoms. And I started to instantly think of my grandpa, who was in the Navy, and here I am, and my grandpa passed away last year, as you know, and we would have Navy talks and Navy jokes. But I can tell you right now, there wasn't a Veterans Day that I remember going over there and being like, hey, Grandpa, like, thanks. And I regret it now. Like, this is the first time I've had that deep thought about it while that song was playing. So as you're saying that, and you may have already done all this, man, like, make sure your dad knows everything you just said, because even if he doesn't want to talk about it, he needs to know how much you appreciate him. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Love you, Poppy. Hopefully he's listening to this. I know he's listened to them before.
I'm going to send this one to him. He better listen.
So, anyway, man, veterans, if you have a veteran out there in your family, or if you know a veteran, man, just reach out and say thanks. And to those that have fallen, you know, let us never forget. Let us never forget our fallen veterans. And, man, so that's our shout out.
Dude, that is our shout out. That's our podcast. Okay.
That's our podcast. We're done.
Drop the mic. Shout out a veteran. Make sure they know. I mean, dude, I love it. I love it. I love everything about it. How have you been? Dude, so it's been like 2 weeks again.
Yes, it's been like 2 weeks. We've been crazy busy. You know, work, no one's been nuts. Yep. So it's been crazy, and just been working a ton, man. Working a ton.
It's funny because we do this, right? So we do this via Zoom for those of you that don't know, but we do this via Zoom. So the first little bit, Tim and I just chill. We talk and we have a good time, right? We laugh and we talk about pretty much anything and everything, right? So every single time we do this, I think to myself, and I feel like we say it often, we need to do this more. Like
we really do.
We need to do this more.
Definitely. Definitely. But,
stop it. You know what, though? This topic specifically. So the topic this week, and it was actually April did send this to us. And ironically, as we were discussing, you and I were right in the middle of conversation about the topic for the week. And she happened to send us this picture. And I was like, dude, Tim, we need to make this our topic, because
100%.
It's an important thing, man. And we're talking about, so the goal, right, the mission. We talk about our why, right? Our why with this podcast is more than just me and you hanging out and having a great time, right? It is about trying to inspire people to live their best life and to hopefully give you a couple takeaways from each podcast where you take away and you think to yourself, you know what? because of this, I'm going to have a better day today. And sometimes we get really deep with it. Sometimes I'm not as much. But this topic right here, it's about surrounding yourself with the right people. So the picture that April sent us, it's five types of people to surround yourself with. And it is the inspired, the motivated, the open-minded, the passionate, and the grateful.
Yes. Let's break it down.
Break it down. Like,
so let's start right with the inspired, right?
Get it.
So when we talk about five people to surround yourself with, five types of people to surround yourself with, you know, the inspired, that's probably, I'm glad it's listed number one, because I feel like inspired people, right? Your friends who are inspired, if you're inspired, you tend to be more enthusiastic about life, about family, about values, about everything, right? Inspired people tend to be passionate. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And ironically, that's a whole nother one, technically, passionate and inspired. But yes, it absolutely makes sense.
Point being, I feel like inspired people tend to be more creative. They tend to be optimistic. They have that optimistic vision. They tend to resist the temptation of negative. Does that make sense? When people are being negative, I feel like people who are inspired tend to shy away from that, right? They see the good in others rather than the bad, and they certainly resist that temptation of negativity.
All five of these flow together, right? So again, we'll just say them like slow, right? The inspired, the motivated, the open-minded, the passionate, and the grateful. They all work together. And everything that you just said is 100% spot on. The thing with it is, like, let's back it up a little bit. And we've all heard the story, I think we have, of the crab bucket, right? Where a crab, if you put crabs in a bucket and one crab tries to escape, the other crabs will pull that crab down so that the crab can't get out. So when you surround yourself with negative people, and I'll tell you right now, man, like, there was a time in my life where the people I hung out with, these were people I was friends with since I was a little kid. So, like, we grew up together. And every time we'd hang out, like, yeah, man, we had fun times. Don't get me wrong. There was definitely good times. But every time we hung out, if one of the couples couldn't make it, the whole crew was like talking trash about that couple, like anything and everything. They weren't just talking trash like because they weren't there. Like, it would get deeper than that. And at one point, Stephanie and I just backed off and we're like, you know what? This is just not for us. So one of the takeaways that we're going to get into, and maybe we'll just hit it home right now, is be mindful of who you let in your head and who you let in your life. So it was not easy for us to back away. And when we say these things, man, when we talk about this kind of stuff, like, we are not talking about it from a pedestal. I'm not sitting up here telling you, listen, everybody.
Right.
The reason that we're having this conversation is because we lived it, right? We live it. And we live both sides, right? So I've lived the side where I've got a group, and we're going to say best friends, because these are the people I talked to the most and the people I hung out with the most. And they had good qualities, but the negativity flowed so easily. So it took us a little bit of time, but Stephanie and I slowly backed out, right? We backed away from that crew of people. And I'll tell you, we stopped hanging out. We stopped going out with them. We stopped text messaging, you know, just kind of weaned ourselves off. It wasn't cold turkey. We weren't rude about it or anything like that. And the reality of life is, how often do you kind of grow apart and separate from friends anyways, right?
Yeah.
So the people who are really close to you right now, like, if Stephanie and I were to get married right now, 80% of that wedding party and the people who show up to our wedding would be completely different than who showed up, whatever it was, 14, 15 years ago. Right? So that's normal throughout life to kind of move on from friendships in a way. So if right. you find yourself with a group or with a person or people who are constantly having that negative flow, that negative personality, that negative vibe, don't be afraid to just back off and to just get away from it. That is the victim type mentality, right?
For where sure.
they will pull you back down. They don't know they're doing it a lot of times, right? They don't realize. They're not like, hey, man, I'm going to suck today. Like, they don't get it, right?
It's just well, and that's just the difference. Are. The difference between that and inspired people. And then that's yes. why you put yourself around those people who are inspiring, because inspiring people, they know what they're going for. They know what they're trying to accomplish. They're determined. They're determined not to quit. They're enthusiastic. Their energy is just positive. And again, they resist that negativity. So your point, bringing that up is the exact what we're talking about. And surround yourself with inspired people. One of the five types, that are in this list. Inspiring people are everywhere. They're all around us every single day. There's people that inspire me on any personal level. There's people that inspire me on a professional level. And, there's people that inspire me that are just, I'm in relationships with, friendships with, and things like that. So there are plenty of inspiring people around you. Surround yourself with them. It's going to just bring energy. Their energy just kind of just, it's out there and you can actually absorb it. It's pretty amazing. You know,
absolutely.
I find that a lot when I'm hanging with Paul Napoli.
Oh, and I feel the same with you. Hashtag bromance.
Spot on.
Hey, how about Smashing Pumpkins? Did you see that I posted that picture?
But no, did you? Oh, geez. All right, so I haven't seen it. I don't even want to know. What did you post?
It's the picture of the whatever app. Dude, whatever app that is freaking awesome, by the way.
Oh, it's pretty fun. Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know. When you sent me the first picture of you with the clown face, I had no idea. I thought for sure that you legit like had makeup on. And I was like, it's not Halloween. What are you doing? So anyways, when you did the clown picture and then you did the pumpkin pictures or whatever, I took that. Are you hopping on Facebook right now?
Yeah, I am. I gotta see what you wrote.
I can still see your screen. It's a good picture, man.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's fantastic. Smashing Pumpkins. That's awesome. Oh, man. I'm going to have to comment later. Paul. Man. Appreciate it. The things I find out while we're recording our podcast.
Listen, though, you made the picture. I just happened to throw it up on the book, dude.
Yeah, I was just messing with you. I'm like, oh, check this out. Boom.
That's a good-looking picture, man.
Those are some good-looking pumpkins right there.
I'm telling you right now, those are good-looking pumpkins. So back to the point here is surrounding yourself with inspiring people, with people who are going to lift you up. So one thing that you said that I love is you said that you've got people who inspire you on a work level, on a career level, on a personal level, people you're close to. If you have maybe a hard time, I mean, listen, man, like making friends as an adult, like we are so fortunate with what we do with Five Star and having and being surrounded by so many incredible people. Because if you'll notice, you notice like the majority of the people at Five Star, we all have like a similar mindset, right? Like we're all like,
true.
We're all like, I don't know if we're all drawn to that similar type of personality or what it is, but we all are very, very similar in caring and inspiring and things like that, and motivating. Like it's there's something special about it. So we're very lucky, and not everybody has that though. If you don't, feel free to call us at 315-935-5874 and we'll get you started at Five Star. But anyways, I think
this podcast is brought to you by Five Star Martial Arts and Spin Boxing, North Syracuse, New York.
I think that's the first plug I ever did, but anyway,
I love it.
So we're very fortunate in that. Not everybody has that. And if you don't, one thing that Tim said, and it got me thinking real quick, is people inspire him on a career level. People who, for me, they have no idea that they inspire me. The books that I read or the books that I listen to, like when you got me into this David Goggins, talk about inspiring, right? Grant Cardone, inspiring. If you need or want to take what we're talking about and jump on it right now without, you know, getting on an app to find friends, go get a good book. Go get a book that can inspire you to and kind of pull that greatness out of you. And, you know, for me, like that David Goggins book that you got me into, Grant Cardone is another one, which for me, like Grant Cardone, that's a financial thing. Like he went from rock bottom, which you hear this story often, but you also hear the opposite often.
Right.
He went from rock bottom to like multi-bazillionaire. And I love hearing his story. And I read his book, The 10X Rule. We talk about that often. Mm-hmm. So if you need this, if you want to take this first takeaway and you're like, well, all my friends kind of suck, go get a good book. Go get a good book about something you're passionate about, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm passionate about making a difference. I'm passionate about living life to the fullest. I say I let me back up. We are passionate about those things. And passionate about changing the world. So when we listen to podcasts, when we read, those are the books we read, and they help inspire us, right? Does that make sense?
100%, spot on. And don't be, you know, I think a good point you just made was go find some new friends. That is harder said than done.
Oh, yeah.
Or does that make sense?
Harder done than said.
Harder done than said.
I'm with you.
Because I think a lot of people find themselves with friends or friendships, and the friendship serves them one way, but it's not necessarily the most healthy relationship.
Oh yeah.
And I think the problem is you have to let that one thing that they serve you with go, because the rest of it is just shit. It's just not serving you. And when you're in that space, if it's not serving you and helping you becoming a better person, and that's where you're going to be. But if you want to move your life forward, you want to get going ahead, you may need to make those changes. And you never know, those people that you may leave behind, they may see what you're doing and jump on board.
They might need it. They might need it.
100%. You could be the leader. You could take charge in that situation. So I like that you said that. You know, that's a hard decision to make. That's not easy. When you have a relationship, friendships, that's hard to walk away from. And, you know, sometimes it's the necessary choice. So next on the topic is motivation, right? That's the next one.
The motivated, like people who have something that they're striving for. So, you know, we talk a lot about similar things, right? If you go back through all our podcasts, a lot of them just have that similar point that we hammer home. And when it comes to being motivated, right, you have to consciously be thinking about what you want to achieve. So a lot of us, right, think about our lives, right, and how easy it is for us to get into this gerbil wheel, right? So I took a leadership course years ago, and one of the things they talked about, Bart Murphy and Tim, I can't remember his name right now. But either way, so I took this leadership course, and one of the things that they spoke about was getting stuck in the gerbil wheel of life. And it happens, man, and it's so easy. It doesn't matter. You could be a bazillionaire, or you could have your last dollar in your pocket, and everything in between. It's so easy to get sucked into the gerbil wheel where you're on it, and you're running as fast as you can, but son of a gun, you ain't going nowhere. Like, you're in the same spot, and you're just, I wake up, I take my shower, I eat my breakfast, I brush my teeth, I go to work, I check my kids' homework when I get home, I go to bed, I get up, and you do it all over again, right? So the motivated, right, you need to almost be conscious of my goals. And again, and I know I keep kind of bringing up Five Star in the first little bit here, but that's one of the things that we're so fortunate that we get to be around and we get to see is people so motivated. It could be your fitness goals. It could be your martial arts goals, where you want to earn a certain rank, but you're motivated. And there's something different about people who have that drive. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I feel like motivation, when you're around people who are motivated, people are generally internally motivated, meaning they basically they have this desire to be their best selves and succeed. They don't need to be pushed. They don't need to be, pulled or pushed. They're internally driven. Like they're motivated to get to where they're trying to go. And that's all that they need. They don't waste time judging others. And a lot of times they're very humble. You know, when you look at people who are motivated, they're very humble. They're willing to make a mistake and own it and apologize. That's just great characteristics of people who are motivated. And you're right. At five star, it's kind of like, at five star, we just had
a Matthew sighting.
We had a Matthew sighting. A lot of times, like you were saying at five star, you know, everybody's working towards a common goal, right? Whether it's to achieve their black belt or fitness or whatever it is. But the motivation, when they walk in the door, they're already motivated. And then that energy, again, like we talked about earlier, that energy just kind of emulates throughout the whole place. And everybody just jumps on board and pushes each other and helps each other. And it's pretty awesome. It's authentic, man. It's like they're true to themselves, motivated people. Despite what others think, they don't care what others think. If you're a motivated person, if you're a motivated individual, it's truly an authentic thing. And you're willing to push yourself beyond the comfort zone, always learning, always growing. That's what motivation does. And a lot of people who are motivated will fail and fail and fail, but they will never, ever give up. And that's key. They surround themselves with others that are motivated. And again, that's what we're talking about, is surrounding yourself with good people around you and these characteristics that you should be looking for.
Absolutely. Look, so not only looking for these in a friend, but being this person for other people, right?
Be the leader.
Be that person. Listen, man, like we aren't perfect again. And I mentioned it, like, we're not talking from a perch up here. We're talking because this is the life that we live. Like, be that person for other people and be motivated. Like, think about your life right now. So if you're listening to this podcast and first of all, you're listening, share this with your friends. Now, if you're listening to this podcast,
please share it.
I want you to think right now, like, what am I striving for? Right. And we talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about like our why, like what am I striving for? What is my why right now? You know, and if you find yourself like, you know what, I'm kind of just going through the motions. Listen, man, life's going to go by. Life is going to go by so fast. And someday you're going to get to a point to where you wish you started this motivation and this goal seeking way sooner. You know, so we work with people on a fitness level, right? And it's crazy. So think about this. And this is talking about motivation. You know, it's kind of going off subject, which I do. But think about this, right? So your weight right now, right? Let's talk fitness. And a lot of people are trying to get healthy, right? So we're almost always trying to get in better shape. You know, there's a reason that gyms are still around. There's a reason that January 1st is our biggest time of the year. So right now, whatever you weigh in 5 years, if you don't get yourself work, if right now you don't get yourself into shape, if you don't work on your fitness, if you aren't goal oriented towards things like that, 5 years from now, the weight that you are right now, that's going to be your goal weight. Think about that, right? So, and I say that just based on our life experiences is if you wait, the longer you wait to be consciously motivated, the longer, the farther away it gets. So like today, let's say I weigh 175 pounds and I want a 4-pack. I don't need a 6-pack. I want a 4-pack and I want to weigh 165 pounds. Well, guess what? That's what I was 6 years ago, right? And 6 years ago, you know what I wanted? I wanted to be 158, right? You have to start now. Otherwise, in 5 years, you're going to be trying to get back to where you are today. So, you know, we talk about motivation and stuff. That type of thing, that type of mindset, you have to be conscious about it. That's the point I'm trying to drive home right now, is you have to be conscious about being motivated. You can't just be in that gerbil wheel of life. So if you surround yourself right. with people who are in that gerbil wheel, guess what? You're just hanging out in the gerbil wheel next to them.
That's right.
Be that motivated person and find like people who are motivated.
Yeah, there's power in numbers. You know, if you get everybody, you know, with that same mindset moving in one direction, whew, powerful. Next on that list is surround yourself with people who are open-minded. Open-minded people are...
far and few between. Let me throw that in there.
Far and few between.
No, I'm just messing, man.
Are you saying something? Are you saying I'm not open-minded?
No, you're open-minded.
I don't know, man. I feel like you gave me that look.
No, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying we're in the middle of an election year.
Dude, we already went on that rant. That's the part that's not on the podcast.
I'm saying we're in the middle of an election year, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen people not be open-minded. That's all I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Listen,
keep
going. Open-minded is definitely a characteristic of somebody you want to be around. They're the people that they don't accept other people's expectations, right? If you're open-minded, you know, you have a lot of heart. You don't wait for inspiration. You are the inspiration when you're an open mind. You dream a lot. You're proud. You're modest. You turn problems into opportunities. Open-minded people, just they never grow up, right? They're always young at heart. They're always just ready to go. And I think open-minded people really just that brings the life, right? When you're talking about being surrounded by, we had our first two, we had inspired people, motivation people, that open-mindedness is the life. That's what really brings it to light. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And it's the people like that. So not only are we talking about people who you should surround yourself with, and of course we're trying to say, hey, you know what? Like we can be these people too, right? So when it comes to being open-minded, you understand that the way you see the world isn't the way that everybody else sees the world. Like, listen, man, you're like 6'5", I'm 5'7". We see the world from different angles, like straight up legit.
I have less hair.
We see the world, right, through our experiences. And my experiences are not the same as yours.
No.
Right? Think about your father's experience. So we started this. We started this podcast, right? You give a shout out to all the veterans. And, you know, we know that because of them and their sacrifice. Listen, when we say their sacrifice, they didn't even have to pass away, right? Their sacrifice in doing what they did to keep us free. But they see the world differently than I'm going to see the world. I've never been in that situation. I can't even imagine being in that situation. And now I'm going to totally, you know, extremes.
Right.
But just to get the point across is we all see the world through our own story. We all see the world through our own experiences. We need to be the person and surround ourselves with the people that understand that, right? I'm never going to understand. I'm never going to live the life of a 6'5" man. I'm never going to live the life of a woman. I don't know how much different it is to be a woman compared to a man. I don't know how much different it is.
Future podcast right there.
Mark it down. I don't know the difference of being a person of color versus me, right? And things like that. Like, I don't know the difference of being the person right next to me, right? It doesn't even have to be extreme. We all have lived different lives. So when it comes to being open-minded, and as much as we're saying, hang out, you know, find these people for your life, be that person in somebody else's life. Like, be that person that gets it, right? Get it. Like, think about it right now. So this is one of the takeaways of today's podcast is understand that the life that you see and the way that you see things is because of your story and everything that you've been through, all of your experiences. Being open-minded means that you also understand that the person sitting right next to you has seen a completely different story than you.
Spot on. And on so many levels, spot on. You know, another type of person you want to surround yourself with are those who are passionate. And I think when we talk about passionate people, we're talking about the self-driven, They're gritty. They're energetic. They're authentic. You know, and again, a lot of these kind of blend together. You know, does that make sense? Like everything we've talked about.
It all does.
When you talk about one, you know, characteristics of a person, these all kind of blend together. And these are the people that would be healthy for you to surround yourself with. Passionate people. I think passionate, we've talked a lot. It kind of flows into all of this. But, you know, being that energetic person, being self-driven, authentic, and certainly gritty are the notes that I wrote down. Yeah. Being, you know, just passionate, man. I've been told sometimes when I've been disciplined at work, I've been told you're very passionate. You know, when they pull me in and we talk about a situation that maybe I felt otherwise, I always get the, you're very passionate. And you know what? I'm proud of being very passionate because I do take a lot of things to heart. I do take a lot of things to a level that I become very, very passionate about. I always have. I don't know if that's just the way I'm built. I don't know if it's something I learned. I don't know if that's something my parents instilled in me, I'm guessing. But, you know, when I'm onto something, man, I become very, very passionate about it.
Absolutely. It's funny you say that because one of our recent podcasts, I was like, Tim, dude, I talked way too much in that podcast. Like that shouldn't happen. And you're like, no, man, I loved it. Like you're just so passionate. Like I just went with it and I loved it. And, you know, surrounding yourself with somebody. So when it comes to things like passion, and again, you said it, man, like it all blends together. It's about having that drive, that excitement for life, right? That excitement for what this earth, what this world is giving you. Right. So every single day, dude, it's a gift. It's a gift. Like I'm not trying to sound like corny or cliche, like, but it is a freaking gift.
100%.
Because the chances of being born, first of all, are incredibly slim. The chances of
you've already won the lottery, dude. Once you're born, you've already won the lottery, man.
Done. Like, drop the mic. It's over. Like, you freaking nailed it. That's it. You did. You did. And what you do while you're here, that couldn't be more important. And it's all about being conscious of it. And that's where this comes back to, like, who you're hanging out with, right? So that's what the topic is, right? Who you're hanging out with. And that's where it comes back to that, because these people, so there's an old thing, right? And I had somebody at one point try to debunk it, which is completely fine. But through my life experiences and through what I have witnessed in my life, I find it to be very, very true, is you are very much like the five most people that you hang out with, right? You just are. I have hung out with people that will drag you down. And guess what, man? I was there. I am what you see is what you get. I'm a happy person. I love life. I'm excited. I'm passionate. That's who I am. But I'll tell you right now, when I'm hanging out with that person or those people, or when I did, I should say, I was that. I was the opposite. Even though deep down in my core, I was me and I loved life and I'm the optimist, I easily got sucked into a conversation about somebody else. Easily. No doubt. Like, it wasn't hard to suck me into that conversation because that's who I'm hanging out with. Now, when I hang out with you, when I hang out with people who inspire me, with people who share my values, dude, I'm a positive. I'm that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Same thing, man. Right back at you.
So romance. It's a romance. So
number two. No, but seriously, man, it's like I could sit here and talk to you. In fact, we did over the summer, right? You were in town and we were up till four or 5 o'clock in the morning just talking. Oh, you know, man. Just talking. And I think that's what this topic's about, is surrounding yourself with people with these characteristics and see, Jack even thinks so.
Dude,
he's in
Jack
the other room. He's
it.
Like, hell yeah, man.
Jack is like, I remember that night. You guys were looking at the stars and stuff.
But no, man, 100%. And that brings us to our last one, which is people who are grateful, right? And you just said it, man. Every day is a gift. So people tend to forget about that. You know, they allow life and all of the negative things in that are going on out there, or they allow that stuff to fog the fact that you woke up today, man. Yep. You should be very grateful, right? And I think a lot of people have been showing gratitude. So I think a lot of people during this coronavirus have had that time to sit back and go, man, I need to show some more gratitude. I need to be a little more grateful. And I think grateful people don't expect that life is going to just give them everything they deserve. That's not life, man. Life is about waking up, breathing, you know, living, just the basics. That's what life's about. Don't expect life is going to give you everything that you deserve. We all, I think I deserve whatever, but I don't expect it, right?
Right.
And I think grateful people have that mindset. They realize, and we, Jack is like, he's dude, going Jack is nuts grateful over this topic. He's like,
think about Jack, dude. Right, we won't talk about, right now,
lives, man.
It was just the other day. I thought he was done.
I thought he was, I did too. Dude, he is a miracle. He's a miracle dog. You know, you realize that the future is uncertain, and
listen, it can all end at any moment.
Any moment.
And, you know, so I don't feel like I'm that old. I really don't think I am. And I know you don't think I am because you're a lot older than me. So, but recently, right? So just the other day, I had a friend, a good acquaintance of mine. I shouldn't say friend. A good acquaintance of mine from high school passed away unexpectedly in his sleep.
I'm sorry, man.
And thanks, man. And it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, I haven't talked to this guy in 15, 20 years. Maybe I liked the Facebook post of his. Like, it's not like we were close, but the point is this was somebody who back in the day when we were in school, like, I wouldn't expect that at 38, 39 years old that his life ends. It's over. Man, it's done. Like, that's it. And being grateful is taking the time to understand just how precious this is and taking the time to think to yourself, in the blink of an eye, it can all change. Everything can change. And, you know, I put a post up the other day, and one of my favorite things, and I don't know if it's because I'm vain. I don't know exactly why. And maybe it's because it kind of solidifies my thoughts and my feelings. But one of my favorite things is when I put a post up that I'm thinking and I'm feeling, and I just put my emotions on Facebook, right? Is when other people take that and they share it. And they share it because it struck a chord with them and it makes them think about life. To me, I'm like, man, like, there's nothing, I don't want to say nothing better than that. That's super extreme. But for me, it feels really, really good. So I put a post up the other day, and all it talked about was how quickly this life goes, right? And the life you have right now is someday just going to be a memory. Like, I hope to God you and I do this till our dying day, till our last breath. Like you're like 110 and I'm like 100 and we're still podcasting from like the senior citizens home, right? But at some point, this is just going to be a memory. And what I spoke about was just taking time to appreciate what you have right now, like the struggles, these stupid arguments over which millionaire is better, which 100-year-old millionaire white man is a better president for us, right? Even though as stupid and as crazy as that is, to sit back and say, wow, like, this is our life, and as much as that is super crazy, life is good, man. I'm here.
Life is good.
Because it's going to fly by, and the life that you knew is going to be, or the life that you know is just going to be the life that you knew. Like, we can sit right now and we can think about the past, both of us right now. We can think back to 15 years ago and the things that were in our life, the people that were in our life, what we were doing at that moment. And we are in a different spot right now. And you didn't realize that 15 years ago. You didn't know that all that shit was going to change, right? But it changes. Right. And all of a sudden, it's 15 years later, and here we are. you didn't know me 15 years ago. You're like my brother right now. But who would have known?
Right.
So take time right now to appreciate and to be grateful and to consciously think about all the awesome shit that is going on in your life. And I'll tell you, the harder you and the longer and the more often that you take time to be grateful and to find the positives, I am telling you right now, the more freaking positives are going to come your way. There is no doubt in my mind that and I know this from experience. So we're talking about being grateful. I'm on a freaking rant right now. My apologies.
But spot on, dude. Keep going.
When it comes to being grateful, it's about finding the positive in any situation. Man, the country is like at this weird spot, right? And I don't know if it's because I'm older, if it's because I'm paying more attention, but the division that I see in this world and in this country, it's out of this world, right? So you're pro-mask, you're anti-mask, you're pro-Trump, you're anti-Trump, Biden's the man. There's so much crap going on that you could easily get sucked back into that same gerbil wheel that we talked about. Or you can take a step back and say, no matter what the hell is going on around me, life is freaking good. And this right here, this is all just going to be a memory someday. It's not going to change who I am as a person, but it is going to be part of who I am and part of my memory someday. And I'm going to love every second about it. And I'm going to end my little rant with this, man. And this is way off topic, right? So I know, and I apologize. We started talking about being grateful, and that's where all of this came from, is being grateful and whatnot made me think about this and appreciating the moment. And I remember, and I'll never forget it. You know, my grandpa, when I used to back out of his driveway, so I'd go over and visit my grandparents, right? And from when I was a little kid on till, you know, an old man, right? Every time I'd leave, my grandpa would stand in the window and wave, right? And the last time he did that, I didn't know that was going to be the last time that I ever got to see my grandpa stand in the window and do that.
Man.
Right?
Right.
I didn't know that. And at that time, I might not have been in that same conscious state to think to myself, like, holy shit, like, this is awesome, right? You don't understand the things that are just going to fly by. So take time to sit back and take it all in and understand that at some point, the last thing is going to happen. That's the last time I ever had that happen. And I didn't know that. And had I known that, man, I would have sat there for another minute. I'd have beat my horn a lot more. And I always beat my horn before I left. I'd have beat my horn a lot more, right? So listen, man, like I'm way off topic.
No, it's good.
I'm way off topic. But when we talk about being grateful, that's what I think about. Consciously being grateful and being grateful for all of the awesome stuff that we have in our lives. Because there's a lot of it. And if you take time to look for it, you are not only going to find the awesome stuff, more awesome stuff is going to come to you. I promise you. I promise you that.
Absolutely. Man, gratefulness is when you look at people, you kind of hit on it, right? Gratefulness takes on a whole nother level, especially in the most challenging times. We started the show, you know, giving a shout out to our veterans. Think about that, right? Their gratefulness and their sacrifice is grateful. And they are always put in to the most challenging situations. And I feel like their healthy thinking, their flexible thinking, and just their mentality of just serving for a purpose, right? That's gratefulness, man. They know that every day, every second, it could be the end. And that's what you're talking about. Any day, any second, a split second, everything could be over. Right? Take comfort that when the sun sets, it's going to rise the next day. But it's not guaranteed. So be grateful every moment of your life. And when I mean every moment, I mean every second of your life. No matter what shit is in front of you, no matter what you're dealing with, be grateful and surround yourself with people who are grateful.
Dude, Drop the mic. End the podcast. You freaking nailed it. You freaking nailed it. Yep.
Spot on, man. This was a fun topic. April Smith, huge shout out to April for throwing this at us and then us just going to town on it, man. It was like, this was a great topic.
The people you surround yourself with. So I feel like there's a lot of takeaways and I'm not going to go over them all right now, but the people you surround yourself with is super important. And the person that you are to other people is just as important. So be the person to them that you need them to be to you.
That's right. So be inspirational, be motivational, be open-minded, passionate, and grateful. And not only be that person, surround yourself with people just like that. You want to play a game?
Dude, are we playing a game? I love it when you surprise me with this shit. Like, I seriously love it. I always want to play, and I didn't even think we were doing it. So
this is a game called Say Anything.
It's a new game? Oh, it's a new crap. Game.
It's called Say Anything.
Okay.
So the beginning of the card, it says, in my opinion, ... And then I ask you a question.
Okay.
So.
Oh, God. Why did you not text me about this? How does this not come up in conversation?
I don't know. But here we go.
I'm happy.
Because it's kind of fun when it's raw like this. Here we go. Paul Napoli, in your opinion, what is the most annoying thing about being a man?
Oh, goodness gracious. In my opinion, God, I got to think about this. I got to think about this because I love being a man, dude. I can't imagine not being a man. Oh, man. The most annoying thing. Is that what you said? The most annoying thing about being a man, in my opinion?
What is the most annoying thing about being a man? Make sure I read that right.
Get your glasses on. We need a YouTube channel. We need a YouTube channel so people can see that you had to do that.
All right. What is the most annoying thing about being a man?
Okay. Listen,
I'm going to text you one that I'm not going to look at and you'll have to pick one.
All right. You might have to edit. You might have to edit a lot of dead air because I'm trying to think of what the most annoying thing. You know what, man? I'm going to say maybe the stereotype of the fact that the man necessarily doesn't belong in the kitchen, because I'll tell you right now. So Stephanie and I were talking because, listen, I'll be blunt. Like, I had no idea this question was coming. I can't think of anything that annoys me about being a man because I love being a man. I can't imagine not being a man. And nothing against you ladies out there. I'm just saying I can't imagine doing it. I mean, we got it made, dude. We can pee wherever we want. We can like life is good as a man. And I'm not saying it's not as a woman. I'm just saying I can't imagine not being a dude. So if I had to pick one on the spot right now today, it would be maybe the stereotype that things like we don't belong in the kitchen type of thing.
Yeah.
And that's not masculine, right? So I'll tell you straight up. When Stephanie goes to work, dude, you know who makes her lunch before she goes to work? I do. I make her lunch. You know who makes sure her coffee is ready every freaking morning? I do.
You know who cooks
dinner at night? This guy. Stephanie and I, yeah, man. We just had
good
this
for
conversation.
You, man.
Thanks, dude. We just had this conversation the other day because I laughed because I was like, I was cooking dinner. And I said, babe, I said, it's so funny. Our kids, like when I think back to dinners at my house, right, as a kid, my mom cooked dinner, dude. Like that's how it was. My mom was in the kitchen. She cooked dinner. If dad cooked dinner, legit, it was SpaghettiOs and hot dogs and banquet chicken, which I hate fried chicken because of banquet chicken, right? So that stereotype of like the woman does that kind of thing to me, like because it almost makes you feel, we'll say, less like a man. But
yeah.
I'll tell you right now. So my job as a business owner and what I do for a living, right? I don't necessarily report to the office every single day, right? Obviously. But Stephanie, when she has to go to work, man, she has to physically be at work. So the night before work, I make her dinner or I make her lunch for the next day. I put it in the fridge. I make sure her coffee is ready for the next morning on the auto thing on the coffee. I do the dishes and I cook. And so maybe that stereotype, I guess I would say is you know, the annoying thing. If I had to make one up.
No, I'm with you with that because if I had to answer your question, which was what was it again? I already put the card away.
What's the most annoying part of being a man?
The most annoying part of being a man for me would be an ability to cry.
I'll cry. I'm with you though. I'm with you. It's the same idea as what I just said.
You feel like you can't. Like you gotta be strong. You cannot show weakness. There will not, you know, no matter what is tearing you up inside, it's like it's annoying because why is that? There's no reason. You know, I got feelings, just like a woman has feelings.
Dude, I'm with you. Listen, I'll tell you, it's a funny story
cry every once in a while.
Based on what you just said, it's so funny because I had one of Stephanie's friends. So listen, man, if any of you are friends with me on Facebook, you see my posts. Like, that's who I am. That's my life. That's my love. When I post something on Facebook, like, that is what is in my soul at that time, right? One of Stephanie's friends, a girlfriend of hers, goes and she says, tell your husband to stop posting all that corny shit on Facebook. Right. So mind you, I just talked about like however many people sharing my feelings, legit, like sharing it on Facebook. Like, and then you got people like that who are like, in my opinion, stereotyping, like you just said about the cry. Right. Yeah.
And they're like, my dad's a freaking vet. Right. He's a veteran. I can't cry.
You freaking pansy ass.
Are you kidding me?
I'm with you. And is that weird? Are we weird, dude? Are we weird?
No, I think that's annoying. I think that's annoying part about being a dude. Being a guy, being a male. I would like to reverse that question and give it to any of the girls. You know what? Let's make that our topic for this week on Facebook.
Thank you very much. Put that out there. All right, let me read these. You keep talking. I'm going to read these.
Yeah. So this week on Facebook, we're going to put that question out, which was, let me find it again. Let me get my glasses on. What is the most annoying thing about being a man, or what is the most annoying thing about being a woman? So answer that. We would love to hear your feedback on that, and we'll go from there.
I got one for you, and you know what? Like, this one is more of a fun one, in my opinion. Okay. And in my opinion. I just said in my opinion. That's the name of the stupid game.
That's it.
In my opinion. So anyways, so I say stupid. So far, by the way, love it. Where do you come up with these freaking games?
I found this one in the I was cleaning the basement. I'm like, what is this? It's called Say Anything.
Yeah,
I pulled it out, and I read one question. I go, oh, this is going right on the podcast.
We're doing this. Yep. In my opinion, what song is most likely to pack a dance floor, John Denver?
Oh, damn.
Get it.
In my opinion, what song is most likely
to pack a dance floor?
To pack a dance floor. Are we talking now, like in 2020? Dude, are we talking
we're talking
when I got married
in
2000? When are we talking?
Right now.
Right now.
Jesus, what's your answer?
Most likely pack a dance floor.
Come on, dude. Come on.
I'm trying to be edgy here. I'm trying to I'm going to say Everybody Dance Now by CC
Everybody
and the Music Factory.
Dance Now. Bam, 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 bam. Yes,
that's going to bring them out, right?
Dude, I'll give you that.
That's my answer. Everybody Dance. I mean, that's old. That's like 90s, but I think it would still... You put that on right now, I think it would still pack a dance floor.
It would still pack a dance floor, no doubt about it. My song is Usher, Yeah.
I love that song.
Is that, who is that, Usher, like Ludacris, Lil Jon maybe? Yeah, that's a great mix to get people out on the dance floor. You know, I'm a huge Let Me Clear My Throat. Right, that's the jam. DMX could pretty much get people wild. What's the other one there? You know, From the Window. To the door.
From the ceiling to the floor. That one?
No, is that what they say?
No, I don't know the name.
You know,
I'm horrible. You know, I'm horrible at these games.
The window to the wall while the sweat drops. All right. Anyways, all right. So mine would be Usher. Yeah. Oh, dude, I love this game.
Dude, it's a riot. It's a riot. That was a lot of fun. I think we're gonna end it. I think we're good here.
Let's end it like we always end it. And if we haven't hammered this home enough, life is precious. Enjoy every moment. Live every single day like it could be your last. And do not, if this whole coronavirus pandemic has taught us anything, do not take anything for granted. Live life, love it, and have a blast, man. Dude, hit it. I see it. I see what you're doing.
Where is it? I don't know
it's
where
right
it is.
At the top. It's top result right there. Going to make you sweat right till
there.
You bleed.
There it is.
Come
All right.
On.
All right, guys. Enjoy. We'll see you next week. Live well.
Jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut,
trying to get a nut.
To the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come
Fresh
on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this too. Party people in the house, move.
Alright guys, we'll see you next week. Peace out.
Come on.